You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Afrimat Limited was another one of the JSE-listed companies that released their interim results for the period 31 August 2025. Today, an update on the first 6 months of their financial year. We're joined on the line by the Executive Director at Afrimat, Colin Ramakubati, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Colin, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. It seems as though the business has had quite the strong start to the new financial year. Group revenues up almost 30%. Headline earnings per share increasing quite significantly as well. The business starting off the year on the right foot.
Yeah, firstly, good evening, Jimmy, to you, listeners, SFM, and thank you for having me. And you're absolutely right. We're quite satisfied with the results. Although the first quarter was not a great start, but I think the second quarter really came up better than the first quarter, and we ended up in these results that we have now. And we really, really quite satisfied that our diversification strategy is really, really going well.
Colin, let's go through some of the business environment that Afrimat finds itself in. I mean, a business the size of Afrimat operates across quite the geographical area, but that also means then that there's a lot that goes into your business and into some of the projects that you guys get involved in. Take me through just how the business's operations are running at the moment, and if you're seeing perhaps some improvements in some areas or some slowdowns in some others.
Yeah, fantastic. It's quite a diverse portfolio, which I'll start with the star of the first half, which has been our iron ore business. Iron ore business has had a very fantastic first half because of the strong recovery from the previous year, where we've seen both our local sales and international sales performed well. Especially domestic sales, we've seen them doubling from the previous year, more than double from the previous year. As you will remember, last year we had a freeze on the finance of our customers, which really set us back. But this year, we've seen the numbers coming up well. And then the international line or export line has also been doing well thanks to Transnet, who's really been doing their best to really turn things around in the rail. And we've seen that improving year on year, although we're not yet on our full capacity, but we're quite happy with the performance on the first half on the iron ore. And then the next business is the aggregate business, which is our quarries. And this has really been the positive contributions from the Lafarge quarries, which have well been integrated into the business, and as well of the efficiency drive that we've embarked on, which we have seen in our existing quarries doing well. So all in all, we've seen a nice growth where we've seen most of our ex-Lafarge quarries, which are large ones, as we've been investing and giving them the right kit to really, able to fight back and claw the market share that business lost in the last couple of years. We've seen a nice recovery on that. And then our own quarries, we've seen that doing well. And we are fortunate that our aggregates now, we've got 43 quarries, which are all over the country. And almost in every province, we've got a quarry. So firstly, again, going back to Transnet, whenever Transnet does well, it's not only on our iron ore business, but also on their ballast and the formation layer works that they do in terms of maintaining of the line, then we normally tend to benefit from the ballast sales there, which we've seen that doing well. The KZN N2, N3 road construction there, it's continuing to do well. Western Cape, it's also been continuing to be strong in terms of the sales there. Northern KZN, we're starting to see some nice orders coming through as well in terms of the Department of Transport. And then Mpumalanga has also been another area that has really been done. So all in all, we are very, very happy with the aggregates, and we believe this performance will continue probably in the rest of the year and probably towards the new year.
Colin, give us an update on the state of the anthracite business and the cement business. Both those businesses have seen their fair share of challenges, and we'd just like to get a sense of where they are at the moment.
The anthracite business, as you are aware, that we supply the ferrochrome smelters, and our biggest customer announced in July that they were shutting down their ferrochrome smelters, and almost all of the smelters in the country were shut which really brought our sales to a grinding halt. But that obviously has now made us to focus internationally to look at more clients out internationally. And so we are busy working hard to see that business coming back again from the international sales. The cement business, another business that's really struggled, although we're quite pleased with the improvements that we're expecting there. It's not going as quickly as we would have loved it to be. As you remember, it's been a loss-making when we took it over. The business or the plant was neglected, the Lichtenberg plant. It was in a bad or terrible state. We've put the best engineers we can in the company with our team, with the existing guys that are there, really working hard to turn that business around. And we're quite pleased of the improvements that, as we speak now, we are now seeing a break-even, and which we've also catch all those the losses there. So we believe going forward, the improvements will continue, and we'll see the efficiencies improving going forward. And lastly, industrial mineral, I think it's another business. It's a small business in our portfolio, but it was also affected by the ferrochrome smelters and also by the shut of AMSA of the Newcastle plant there. And so that business, we are again refocusing it to agricultural products and construction material side of the business.
Colin, are you optimistic about the operating environment going into the second half of the financial year? The infrastructure development goals that we have at a national level start to filter through into regional and provincial levels, and I imagine AfriMat is very involved in various projects across that ecosystem. Are you optimistic about the pipeline going into the second half of the year?
Jimmy, look, we still don't see that big infrastructure drive yet. We've heard the talks, we've heard the president talking about the want to create the country construction side, but we haven't seen that yet. Most of the projects that were involved, it's stuff that's been going on for the last 2-3 years. That's just now come into fruition now. And we are cautiously optimistic, one minute, you'll be happy, and the next thing you hear, AMSA is shutting down a portion of the, which we didn't see that coming. And then the next minute, we have now had the ferrochrome smelter shutting down because of the cost of electricity and the other factors. So we are cautiously, and we would like to see that infrastructure boom, because we know that we are set well for that. We believe our construction material business has benefited just from recovering from its lost market share mostly. It's not even yet from the new stuff that we're looking at. But we know there's few things that's on the pipelines. We know where, in terms of the airports that's coming in the north, in the Western Cape. We know about the Huguenot Tunnel that's coming out there. So, we would love to see that happening. We are proudly South African. We urge our president and his team to really put the money where their mouth is and to see this drive.
Cautiously optimistic about the second half of the year and eagerly awaiting the infrastructure drive to kick in. That is the message from AfriMat Limited as they conclude their first half of their financial year and focus on what lies ahead for the business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.